One by one, Shad helped them from the rope ladder into the passage. Formal discovered a shattered pine beam, and using a dash of lantern oil, soon had a fire burning cheerily.
There we go. We think Sussan's be having a warm and some victuals afore us do aught else. Oh.
Abbess Tansy warmed her paws gratefully.
What would we do without a good and sensible formal?
Friar Butty unpacked a latticed fruit tart, some nut bread, and a flask of elderberry wine, which he set by the fire to warm. As the friends ate, they discussed the verse that Cracklin had copied.
So,
said Tansy,
it wasn't an idle sentry who carved those words. It was the lord of the castle himself. But why put it there in plain view?
Cracklin explained what she had seen.
It wasn't exactly in plain view, though. I noticed some spike holes in the stone. There must have been a wall hanging or curtain hiding the verse. Maybe Vodorga was getting old, and he carved it there to remind himself.
Formal sliced the tart evenly, shaking his head.
Oh, 'tis a gert puzzlement, though, ma'am. Right as he left down there. What does that mean?
I know it sounds odd, but it's not really. Creatures who hide something and write about it usually try to trick others by arranging the words so they sound strange. Right is the left down there means that the left passage is the right one to take. I could say that two ways. Either the left is the right one to take, or, as Vodorga put it, right is the left to take. See?
Butty poured out small amounts of the warm wine for them.
I'm with you, Miss Cracklin. 'Tis right to take the left passage, and that's the one we're in now, lucky enough. I think I got the next two lines as well. Every pace you must count at 10 times paws amount. Every beast has 4 paws, so add 10 to that, and it makes 14 paces we must count.
A smile hovered on the recorder's lips as she challenged the friar.
Is that right? Go on then, young Butty. Take the lantern and walk 14 paces down this passage. Tell us what you find.
The young squirrel marched off, counting precisely. He was lost to sight at the count of 8, where the passage took a bend. Shortly, he returned to sit by the fire, scratching his chin.
There wasn't a thing there. Nothing except stone walls.
Cracklin shook a paw at him in mock severity.
That's because your arithmetic was wrong, Friar. Work it out properly now. You have 4 paws, and the line says 10 times paws amount. Times.
The answer dawned on Butty suddenly.
Of course. 10 times 4 is 40. It means take 40 paces.
Tansy passed him a slice of tart.
Well done, sir. But let's have our meal. Then we'll all go and count it out together.